Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
Today we're diving into a topic that might seem a bit off the beaten path, at least for our listeners here in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena.
Right.
We're going to be exploring the world of second passports and global mobility.
Yeah.
Now, I know what you might be thinking.
Okay.
What does this have to do with, you know, life here in Southeast Houston?
Right, right.
But stick with us.
Yeah.
Because it's all about expanding your options.
Absolutely.
You know, having a plan B, which honestly can be valuable no matter where you live.
For sure.
And, you know, we're all about empowering you.
Yeah.
With actionable information.
Absolutely.
And this deep dive is no different.
Yeah.
Our guide for this journey is a special report.
Okay.
By Mikkel Furup. He's the CEO of Expat Money.
Okay.
And it outlines, you know, a bunch of different residency and citizenship programs that are going to be available in 2025.
Fascinating.
It is. And it's kind of fascinating how this report sheds light on this growing trend of individuals seeking, you know, alternative residency or even citizenship in other countries.
Absolutely.
And it's not just the wealthy elite.
Right.
There are options for people from all walks of life.
For sure.
So whether you're concerned about, you know, political climates or intrigued by the idea of living abroad.
Yeah.
Or simply want to, you know, unlock greater travel freedom.
Of course.
This deep dive is for you.
I like it.
Yeah.
Think of it as adding another tool to your toolbox.
Exactly.
You know, for personal and financial freedom.
Okay. Before we get into specifics.
Yeah.
Let's start with some basics.
Okay.
Can you break down the difference between a tourist visa?
Sure.
Permanent residency?
Yeah.
And citizenship?
Absolutely. So let's imagine you're going on a vacation.
Okay.
A tourist visa is like that temporary guest pass.
Uh-huh.
You know that you get when you arrive in the new country.
Right.
It allows you to stay for a limited time, usually for tourism or leisure.
Right.
And then you got to leave.
Okay.
Permanent residency, on the other hand, is like having a key to the city.
Okay.
It gives you the right to live in a country instantly.
So you can come and go.
Yeah.
Put down roots and access, you know, many of the benefits.
Exactly.
That citizens enjoy.
Exactly. You can own property, start a business, access healthcare.
Yeah.
And even sponsor family members in some cases.
But it's not the same as being like a full-fledged citizen.
Correct. Okay. Citizenship is like owning the whole building.
Okay.
To use your analogy.
Got it.
So it's the highest level of belonging.
Okay.
And comes with additional rights and privileges, like the right to vote, hold public office.
Okay.
And obtain a passport.
Right.
From that country.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Mikkel Furup emphasizes that having citizenship is different from simply having a passport.
Right.
And he even shared this anecdote about Panama's former leader, Noriega, who he gave out passports to people, but didn't actually grant them citizenship.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And when Noriega was ousted, those folks were left in a very precarious legal situation.
Oh, wow.
Because they didn't have the full rights and protections of citizenship.
It's a cautionary tale
that
highlights, you know, the importance of understanding, you know, those legal distinctions.
For sure.
Making sure you're getting what you're paying for.
Absolutely.
And Furup also pointed out how the pandemic really brought these distinctions into sharp focus.
It did.
Countries often close their borders to tourists.
Right.
But citizens.
Yeah.
And permanent residents were still able to enter.
Absolutely.
Right. So it kind of underscores the value of having a secure status in a world where, you know, things can change rapidly.
For sure. It's like having an insurance policy for your freedom and mobility.
So who might be interested in these programs?
Right.
Who are the people seeking a second passport?
So Furup outlines several key motivations.
Okay.
Some people are concerned about, you know, the political climate or economic instability in their home country.
Okay.
And are looking for, you know, a more stable and secure environment.
Yeah.
Others are drawn to the idea of relocating to a new country.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps for a better quality of life, new opportunities, or a different cultural experience.
I can definitely see the appeal of experiencing a new culture, exploring new landscapes,
yeah,
and maybe even finding a place with a lower cost of living.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the allure of, you know, increased travel mobility.
Okay.
You know, many passports have limitations.
Right.
For instance, a Canadian passport holder might need visas to travel to certain countries.
Right.
A second passport
yeah.
could open up, you know, those destinations
yeah.
and simplify international travel significantly.
It's like having a master key.
Yeah.
That unlocks more of the world.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And for those involved in international business,
mm-hmm.
a second passport can be a game changer.
Okay.
You know, it can grant access to new markets,
uh-huh.
simplify travel for meetings and conferences,
right, okay.
and even open up investment opportunities
right.
that might be restricted based on your original nationality.
Okay. So you're intrigued by the idea
yeah.
of a second passport.
Right.
But how do you actually get one?
Right.
Where do you even begin?
So there are several pathways,
okay.
each with its own set of requirements mm-hmm. and considerations.
Okay.
Thurip breaks them down onto what he calls the 4+1
okay.
paths to citizenship.
Okay.
Let's start with ancestry.
Okay, so like tracing your family tree back to you know, the old country.
Exactly.
Okay.
Many countries offer citizenship
yeah.
based on the principle of right of blood,
uh-huh.
meaning if you can prove that your parents, grandparents, mm. or even great-grandparents were citizens of that country,
right.
you might be eligible to claim citizenship as well.
It sounds like an exciting way to connect with your heritage and potentially unlock a whole new part of your identity.
Yeah.
Are there any downsides to this approach?
Well, it's not always a straightforward process.
Okay.
It requires gathering documentation,
uh-huh.
establishing you know, a clear lineage,
right.
and often navigating complex legal procedures,
yeah.
which can take time and money.
So it's not as simple as just showing up with a family photo album and being like, hey, I'm one of you.
Not quite. Thurip emphasizes the importance of, you know, working with professionals
okay.
who specialize in these matters
mm-hmm.
to ensure you're, you know, following the correct procedures
right.
and meeting all the requirements.
So ancestry is one path.
Yeah.
What are the others?
Another option is birthright citizenship.
Okay.
Which relies on the principle of right of soil.
Okay.
This means that if you are born
uh-huh.
in a country that grants automatic citizenship
okay.
to anyone born within its borders,
right.
you are automatically a citizen,
okay.
regardless of your parents' nationality.
You know, my child was born in Brazil.
Okay.
And that automatically grants them Brazilian citizenship.
Right.
Does that mean I have an easier path to citizenship in Brazil too?
That's a great example of how, you know, birthright citizenship
yeah.
can create pathways.
Right.
For family members,
yeah.
in your case, you might be eligible to apply for residency in Brazil
uh-huh.
through family reunification.
Okay.
And potentially even gain you know, a fast track
uh-huh.
to citizenship.
I'll definitely look into that.
Yeah.
What are the other ways to gain citizenship?
Another common path is naturalization.
Okay.
This involves you know, living in a country legally
right.
for an extended period, often several years.
Okay.
Meeting certain requirements like language proficiency,
mm-hmm.
integration into society.
Okay.
And having a clean criminal record.
So it's like proving that you're a good resident and committed to the country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, it's important to note that not all countries offer naturalization.
Right.
And the process can be complex and time consuming.
Yeah.
Thurip advises seeking, you know, professional guidance to avoid any pitfalls.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of paperwork and red tape involved.
For sure.
What about the option of buying a passport that I've heard about?
Yeah, so that falls under the category of citizenship by investment.
Okay.
And it's a fascinating option, especially for high net worth individuals mm. or those who need citizenship quickly.
Okay.
It essentially involves making a, you know, significant financial contribution
uh-huh.
to a country
right.
in exchange for citizenship.
So it's like a fast track
yeah.
to citizenship, but comes with a hefty price tag.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
The investment can take various forms,
okay,
such as, you know, purchasing real estate,
mm-hmm,
investing in government bonds,
right,
making a donation to a development fund,
uh-huh,
or even investing in a local business.
Okay, we've covered ancestry, birthright, naturalization,
yep,
and investment.
Right.
What about that? Plus one.
Right.
Option you mentioned earlier.
The bonus category is marriage.
Okay.
Or religion.
Okay.
Some countries offer expedited paths,
yeah,
to citizenship for individuals who, you know, marry a citizen,
okay,
or convert to a specific religion.
Right.
However, these pathways often have very specific requirements,
uh-huh,
and might not be suitable,
yeah,
for everyone.
It seems like there's a path,
yeah,
for almost anyone, depending on, you know, their individual circumstances.
Absolutely.
And goals.
Yeah.
But I imagine there are, you know, a few hoops to jump through.
For sure.
Regardless of which path you choose.
Absolutely. So there are standard requirements,
okay,
across most programs.
Okay.
Such as providing proof of identity,
mm-hmm,
a clean criminal record,
okay,
and proof of financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
The specific, you know, documents,
yeah,
and procedures will vary depending on the country,
right,
and program.
So it's crucial to do your research.
Yeah.
Understand the requirements.
Absolutely.
Before, you know, diving in head first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thurup emphasizes working with experienced professionals,
okay,
who can guide you through the process,
uh-huh,
and ensure you're meeting all the you know, necessary criteria.
All right, so we have a good grab of the basics.
Okay.
Now let's get into some of the specific,
okay,
residency and citizenship programs,
right,
that Mikkel Thurup highlights,
yeah,
in his report.
Sounds good. Let's explore some options that might be particularly intriguing,
okay,
for our listeners here in Southeast Houston.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with Portugal's Golden Visa program.
Okay.
It's a popular choice for those, you know, seeking a pathway to permanent residency,
uh-huh,
in Portugal,
right,
and eventually citizenship,
okay,
in one of the world's, you know, most desirable locations.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Beautiful beaches, delicious food.
Yeah.
Rich history.
Yes.
And let's be honest, who wouldn't want a place to escape those, you know, brutal Houston summers?
Right.
So what's the catch?
Well, the main requirement is a significant real estate investment.
Okay.
500,000 euros, to be exact.
Half a million euros is no small chunk of change.
Right.
So what are the benefits that come with that investment?
So first and foremost, you're investing in a stable and desirable European country.
Okay.
With a high quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Portugal's Golden Visa provides a pathway to permanent residency, allowing you to live, work, and study in Portugal.
So you're not just parking your money.
Right.
You're gaining access to a whole new way of life.
Exactly. And after 5 years of residency, you can apply for Portuguese citizenship.
Okay.
Which comes with a powerful passport that grants visa-free travel,
uh-huh,
to over 180 countries.
Wow.
Including the entire European Union.
That's incredible access.
Yeah.
Are there any financial perks to consider?
Yeah. Portugal offers a non-dom tax system,
okay,
which provides attractive tax breaks for new residents,
okay,
for the first 10 years.
You had me a tax break.
Right.
I know some of our listeners might be thinking, half a million euros, that's way out of my league.
Right.
Are there any ways to reduce that investment amount?
Yeah, so Thora mentions a couple of clever strategies.
Okay.
If you're willing to invest in a property,
uh-huh,
that's over 30 years old and requires renovation,
mm-hmm,
you can potentially reduce the investment amount by 20%.
So you're essentially getting a discount for breathing new life into an older property. I like it.
Yeah.
What else?
And if you choose a property in a less developed area of Portugal,
okay,
with a lower GDP,
uh-huh,
you can qualify for another 20% reduction.
So you could potentially get into the program for around 280,000 euro.
That's right.
That makes it a lot more attainable.
It does. And remember, you're not just spending money.
Right.
you're investing in real estate, which can appreciate over time.
Right.
It's a way to diversify your assets and potentially generate a return on your investment while gaining a valuable second passport.
Sounds like a win-win.
Yeah.
Now, what about other European options?
Okay.
A lot of folks dream of living in the UK.
Sure.
What's the situation there these days?
Yeah, so the UK has become more selective with its residency by investment programs in recent years.
Okay.
Their main program now is the Innovator Founder Visa.
Okay.
Which, as the name suggests, is geared towards entrepreneurs with you know, innovative business ideas that can contribute to the UK economy.
So it's not just about investing money.
Right.
You have to, you know, bring something new to the table.
Exactly.
Okay.
Your business idea must be original, viable, and demonstrate high growth potential.
Okay.
You also need an endorsement from an approved body to validate the value and scalability of your venture.
Sounds like it's aimed at a you know, specific niche of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So what if you're not you know, a tech mogul with a revolutionary app idea?
Right.
What are your options?
Then the UK might not be the easiest route to residency, but don't worry, there are other European options.
Okay.
With more accessible investment thresholds.
Okay.
Bulgaria, for instance, offers an investor visa program.
Okay.
For 512,000 euro.
Okay, so that's less than the Portugal program.
It is.
And potentially within reach for some of our you know, more ambitious listeners.
Right.
Tell me more about Bulgaria's program.
Yeah, so it offers flexibility in terms of investment options.
Okay.
You can invest in company shares, bonds,
okay,
or even intellectual property.
Interesting. Any fast track to citizenship in Bulgaria?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
Thurup mentions a little-known strategy.
Okay.
If you double your investment
uh-huh.
to just over €1 million,
okay,
you can apply for citizenship after just 18 months.
Wow, that's a shortcut worth considering.
It is.
Okay, let's bring it back closer to home.
Okay.
What about options in the Americas?
Sure.
Something maybe a bit warmer than Bulgaria.
Right. Panama is a popular choice.
Okay.
Particularly for those, you know, seeking a favorable tax environment and a relatively easy path to residency.
Okay.
Their Friendly Nations visa program has undergone some changes in recent years.
Right. I remember hearing about those changes. Didn't they increase the investment amount?
They did.
Okay.
Yeah. They raised the real estate invested requirement to $200,000 in 2021.
That's
it used to be much lower.
Yeah.
But it's still relatively accessible compared to, you know, some European programs.
And what about Panama's tax system?
I
know many of our listeners are interested in, you know, legally optimizing their taxes.
Right.
Especially with the you know, ever-increasing property taxes here in Harris County.
Yeah, that's where Panama really shines.
Okay.
They have a territorial tax system.
Okay.
Meaning you only pay taxes on income earned within Panama.
So if you're, you know, running an online business
right.
or have income from sources outside Panama,
right.
you could potentially, you know, reduce your tax burden significantly.
Exactly. Right. It's a major draw for entrepreneurs, digital nomads.
Okay.
And anyone looking for a tax-friendly haven.
Panama definitely sounds appealing.
Yeah.
Especially for those who, you know, want to be closer to home and enjoy, you know, a more tropical climate.
Right.
Are there any other residency programs in the Americas worth considering?
Brazil is an interesting option.
Okay.
Especially with its relatively low cost of living.
Okay.
And vibrant culture.
Uh-huh.
They have a residency program based on real estate investment,
okay.
requiring a purchase of at least 1 million rei, which translates to roughly $200,000.
You mentioned earlier that you have some personal experience with Brazil.
I do.
Right.
Yeah, my son was born in Brazil,
okay.
which grants him automatic Brazilian citizenship.
Right.
And because of that, I'm eligible to apply for permanent residency.
Uh-huh.
Through family reunification.
Okay.
And potentially fast track my own path to citizenship.
Wow.
It's a great example of how life events can create, you know, unexpected pathways to global mobility.
it's fascinating how these opportunities can emerge.
Yeah.
Brazil is a vast and diverse country with a lot to offer.
Yeah.
Speaking of opportunities, let's shift gears and talk about those fast-track citizenship by investment programs.
Okay.
These are the ones that can potentially grant you a second passport in a matter of months, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
These programs are appealing for individuals who need citizenship quickly,
okay,
or prefer a more straightforward process.
Okay.
However, they typically come with a higher price tag.
Let's dive into some of these programs, starting with Malta.
Okay.
I've heard their passport is you know, one of the best in the world.
Yeah. Malta's individual investor program is highly sought after,
uh-huh,
and for good reason.
Okay.
It grants access to a top-tier passport,
okay,
with visa-free travel,
uh-huh,
to a staggering 184 countries.
Wow.
Making it one of the most powerful passports in the world.
That's impressive. What are the requirements for this program?
So it's a multifaceted process.
Okay.
First, you need to establish residency in Malta,
okay,
which can be done through an investment of 600,000 euro,
okay,
or 750,000 euro,
okay,
depending on the residency duration,
right,
you choose.
Okay.
Then you'll need to invest in real estate,
uh-huh,
either buying a property for at least 700,000 euro,
okay,
or renting a property for at least 16,000 euro annually.
Okay, so there's a significant investment involved in both residency and real estate.
Right.
What else is required?
You'll also need to make a charitable donation,
okay,
of at least 10,000 euro,
okay,
to a registered organization,
okay,
in Malta.
Okay.
It's a way for the Maltese government to ensure that you know, applicants,
uh-huh,
are committed to contributing to the country's well-being.
It's like a membership fee.
Right.
For an exclusive club.
You could say that.
Right.
But in return, you gain access to a highly desirable passport,
mm-hmm,
and the opportunity to live in a peaceful and stable European nation,
uh-huh,
with a rich history,
yeah,
and culture.
It sounds like a fantastic option for those who can afford it.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to another intriguing option.
Okay.
What about Turkey?
Okay, Turkey's citizenship by investment program is relatively straightforward,
okay,
and affordable,
okay,
at least compared to Malta.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a $400,000 investment,
okay,
in real estate,
uh-huh,
which you must hold for at least 3 years.
So you're essentially buying a property and getting a passport as a bonus.
You could see it that way.
Yeah.
And the Turkish passport,
uh-huh,
while not as powerful as Malta's,
okay,
still offers visa-free travel,
okay,
to 111 countries,
okay,
including destinations that might be difficult to access with a U.S. passport.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've heard that Turkey is becoming a major player on the global stage.
Yeah.
Could a Turkish passport offer strategic advantages in the future?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Thurup predicts a future,
uh-huh,
with multiple global superpowers,
okay,
and jurisdictions.
Uh-huh.
Having a passport from a country like Turkey,
right,
with its unique geopolitical position,
yeah,
and ties to various regions,
uh-huh,
could indeed be beneficial.
Okay.
It's like diversifying your passport portfolio.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
Now let's venture to a more exotic locale.
Okay.
What about Vanuatu?
Okay.
I have to admit I had to look it up on a map.
Yeah, Vanuatu is a small island nation.
Okay.
Located in the South Pacific.
Okay.
East of Australia.
All right.
It's known for its pristine beaches.
Uh-huh.
Incredible scuba diving.
Okay.
And commitment to organic living.
Sounds like paradise.
Yeah.
What's the citizenship by investment program like there?
It's one of the fastest,
okay,
and most affordable programs available.
Okay.
It requires a donation of $130,000.
Okay.
Which covers all, you know, government fees,
uh-huh,
and legal costs.
Okay.
And the best part is you don't have to reside in Vanuatu,
uh-huh,
to maintain your citizenship.
So you could gain a second passport without ever setting foot in the country.
Exactly.
That's remarkable.
And another unique aspect of Vanuatu's program,
yeah,
is the option to pay with cryptocurrency.
Interesting.
Thurup mentions clients who purchased Bitcoin years ago for a few dollars.
Okay.
And were able to acquire Vanuatu citizenship for a fraction of a Bitcoin.
Talk about a return on investment.
Right.
What about the passport itself?
Okay.
How much travel freedom does it offer?
The Vanuatu passport grants via free travel.
Okay.
To 130 countries.
Okay.
Which is a you know, significant upgrade for many nationalities.
Okay.
It's a great option for those seeking a quick, affordable,
okay,
and discreet pathway to a second passport.
Okay, we've covered Malta, Turkey,
yeah,
and Vanuatu.
Right.
What about those Caribbean citizenship by investment programs I've heard about? Those always sound so glamorous.
The Caribbean is a popular destination for citizenship by investment.
Okay.
With five countries offering programs.
Okay.
St. Lucia, St. Kitts and Nevis.
Okay.
Antigua and Barbuda.
Okay.
Dominica and Grenada.
They all sound beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's focus on a couple of those.
Okay.
What about St. Lucia?
Okay.
What makes their program stand out?
Yeah. So St. Lucia offers several options.
Okay.
Including real estate investment and a donation program.
Okay.
But one of the most interesting is their National Action Bond Program.
Bonds.
Yeah.
That sounds different.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It involves purchasing government bonds for a set period, currently 5 years.
Okay.
Recently, they reduced the bond amount to $300,000, making it more accessible.
All right.
And St. Lucia has a long history of issuing bonds without ever defaulting.
Okay.
So it's considered a relatively safe investment.
So you're essentially loaning money to the government.
Right.
In exchange for citizenship.
Yeah.
Sounds like a way to gain citizenship while also supporting the country's development.
That's right.
What kind of travel benefits
does
the St. Lucia passport offer?
The St. Lucia passport grants visa-free access to 145 countries, including the Schengen zone, the UK, Singapore, and Hong Kong.
Okay.
It's a powerful travel document that opens up significant opportunities for global mobility.
Okay, let's move on to another Caribbean option.
Okay.
What about Antigua and Barbuda?
Antigua and Barbuda offer both real estate and donation pathways to citizenship.
Okay.
The real estate option requires an investment of at least $200,000.
Okay.
Which you must hold for at least 5 years.
Right.
The donation option involves contributing to the country's National Development Fund.
So with the real estate option, you're essentially getting citizenship and a beautiful property in a Caribbean island nation.
Right.
Not a bad deal.
It sounds appealing, but Thurup cautions against real estate investments in the Caribbean for citizenship programs.
Interesting.
He suggests that, you know, donation programs might be more financially sound in the long run.
Okay.
Because real estate values in the Caribbean can fluctuate.
Right.
And you might not get a favorable return on your investment when you decide to sell.
That's valuable advice.
Yeah.
It's crucial to consider the long-term financial implications.
Exactly. And speaking of options, it's worth noting that the number of countries offering citizenship by investment programs is relatively limited, aside from the five Caribbean nations we mentioned. There's Vanuatu and a handful of European countries.
It's almost like an exclusive club of nations.
Right.
Offering this, you know, unique opportunity.
For sure.
Okay, so we've explored a wide range of residency and citizenship programs.
Yeah.
From the affordable to the luxurious, from the straightforward to the complex.
Absolutely.
I bet our listeners are feeling, you know, overwhelmed with all this information.
Sure.
So what advice does Thurup have for someone? You know, just beginning to explore these possibilities.
Right, right. It is a lot to digest.
Yeah.
So the first step is clarifying what you're looking for.
Okay.
What are your, you know, motivations for seeking a second passport? Mm. What are your priorities? Yeah. Lifestyle.
Okay.
Travel, financial benefits.
All right.
Or future planning.
It's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly.
Someone seeking a tropical escape has, you know, different needs.
Right.
From someone wanting to, you know, expand their business into new markets.
Exactly.
Right.
Once you clearly define your goals,
yeah,
you can start researching programs,
okay,
aligned with your needs,
uh-huh,
and budget.
Right.
Then reach out to a reputable consultant.
Okay.
For personalized advice and guidance.
Thinking back to that anecdote about Noriega.
Right.
And the Panama passports.
Right.
It highlights the importance of due diligence.
Yeah.
And working with you know, experts you can trust.
Absolutely. It's crucial to work with professionals who are, you know, knowledgeable,
right,
ethical,
mm-hmm,
and have your best interests at heart.
Yeah. It's eye-opening to realize how much is out there.
Yeah.
You know, beyond our familiar corner of Southeast Houston.
Absolutely.
But I imagine some of our listeners,
yeah,
might be thinking, okay, this all sounds interesting.
Yeah.
But how does this, you know, apply to me?
Right.
I'm not, you know, a millionaire.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily, you know, plan on leaving Texas.
Sure.
Anytime soon.
That's a fair point. And I think it's important to emphasize that, you know, a second passport or alternative residency isn't just about escaping,
right,
or relocating.
Yeah.
It's about having options.
Okay.
And diversifying your, you know, personal and financial portfolio.
It's like having a backup plan.
Yeah.
A safety net.
Yeah.
Or even just a way to, you know, expand your horizons.
Absolutely.
Experience the world.
Yeah.
From a different perspective.
Exactly. Think of it like this.
Okay.
If you have all your savings,
mm-hmm,
in one bank account.
Right.
And that bank fails.
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
But if you have savings.
Okay.
In multiple accounts.
Yeah.
You have a buffer.
Okay.
A sense of security.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
A second passport or alternative residency can offer, you know, a similar sense of security,
right,
and freedom.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thurup talks about how, you know, a second passport can be one of the greatest gifts,
yeah,
you can give to future generations.
Wow.
You know, in a world facing increasing global interconnectedness,
uh-huh,
you know, challenges and, you know, evolving geopolitical landscapes.
Right.
Having options and flexibility,
yeah,
can be incredibly valuable.
It's about creating a legacy of freedom and opportunity,
yeah,
for your children and grandchildren.
It's about empowering them with choices.
And that's what you know, we're all about here on The Deep Dive, empowering our listeners.
Absolutely.
With actionable information.
Yeah.
So they can make informed decisions about their lives and their future.
Absolutely. So for those who are intrigued by these possibilities, what would you recommend as a first step?
I think it all starts with education. Do your research.
Yeah.
Explore the options.
Mm-hmm.
And consider, you know, what aligns with your goals and values.
Absolutely. There are a wealth of resources available online.
Yeah.
And, of course, Thurup Special Report.
Right.
Which we've linked in the show notes.
Yes.
Which is a great place to start.
And once you've, you know, done some initial exploration.
Yeah.
Consider reaching out to a reputable consultant specializing in, you know, second citizenship and residency.
Yeah.
They can, you know, provide personalized guidance, answer your questions.
Right.
Help you, you know, navigate the process.
Think of it like hiring a financial advisor.
Okay.
For your global mobility strategy.
It's an investment in your future.
Well said.
So to our listeners in Deer Park,
yeah,
LaPorte,
uh-huh,
and Pasadena, Texas,
yeah,
we encourage you to think beyond your local community.
Absolutely.
Consider the, you know, possibilities that global mobility can offer.
For sure.
Whether you're dreaming of a tropical escape.
Right.
Or seeking new business opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Or simply want to, you know, expand your options.
Yeah.
For the future.
Absolutely.
A second passport or alternative residency.
Yeah.
Could be a, you know, valuable tool in your toolbox.
For sure.
It's all about empowering yourself.
Absolutely.
With choices.
Exactly. And remember, knowledge is power.
That's what The Deep Dive is all about.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
On this deep dive.
It's been great.
Into the world of Second Passports and Global Mobility.
My pleasure.
We hope you found it informative.
Yeah.
And inspiring.
Absolutely.
If you found, you know, value in today's episode.
Yeah.
And want to support our mission of empowering residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, Texas.
Right.
To, you know, improve their lives and community.
Absolutely.
Please consider making a donation.
Yes.
At thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
That's right.
Every contribution helps us keep the show going and reach more people with valuable information like this.
Absolutely.
You'll also find a link to that in our show notes.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Take care.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Tech.